Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
70 years in, the United States-Republic of Korea alliance is strong and getting stronger. In the words of South Korea's Foreign Minister Park Jin, the more insecure the global landscape, the stronger the alliance between the two countries. This is indeed a time of incredible dynamism and importance for the relationship between the United States and the Republic of Korea, said Secretary of State Antony Blinken during his recent visit to South Korea. Over the last 70 years, that relationship has grown from a key security alliance into a vital global partnership, he said.
On nearly every issue of consequence to our people, the United States and Korea are working closely together. And that's not an accident. It's a reflection of our commitment to this relationship and to this region.
The main challenge facing the two countries is the maintenance and strengthening of security and stability in East Asia and around the globe. In particular, the United States and the Republic of Korea share a strategic convergence when it comes to their approach to China, including with regard to the South and East China Seas and the Taiwan Strait, said Secretary Blinken. It is also worth noting that Korea, Japan, Australia, and New Zealand are now regular and active participants in NATO meetings.
Korea continues to support Ukraine's brave efforts to defend its people, to defend its land, to defend its democracy against Russian aggression.
Finally, the two countries are united in their approach to the provocative actions of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, said Secretary Blinken.
We're seeing the DPRK provide military equipment to Russia for pursuing its aggression against Ukraine, but we're also seeing Russia provide technology and support to the DPRK for its own military programs. And that's a real concern for the security of the Korean Peninsula. It's a real concern for global non-proliferation regimes. It's a real concern for the Russian aggression in Ukraine, and a real concern for its violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions.
We will keep working with the Republic of Korea, with other interested countries, to identify, to expose, and to counter Russia's attempts to acquire military equipment from the DPRK and any state that is prepared to support its war against Ukraine, said Secretary Blinken. And similarly, we're looking very hard at the support that Russia is providing to the DPRK.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.